Blog Talk Radio.
It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes, it will. It's been too hard to live it, but I'm afraid to die. I don't know what's up there beyond the sky. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will. I go to the movie and I go downtown. Somebody keep telling me don't hang around. It's been a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes it will. Then I go to my brother. Say, brother, help me please. But he winds up knocking me back down on my knees. Lord, there have been times that I thought I couldn't last for long. But I know a change gon' come. Oh, yes it will.
Okay, and that's wonderful. I want to thank you for tuning into the program today. It's another day, an opportunity for us to make life what we think it should be. And it may not be correct to say what we think it should be, because, I mean, people are thinking a lot of things about life. It has nothing to do with what life is, and therefore I think I should fix that. We have an opportunity. Those of us who have an interest into civilized life and are entangled with a lot of dysfunctional and unnecessary situation, we have an opportunity today to fix those things. We have an opportunity to make different decision, which will bring the right type of mind and body to what they should be. I am very perplexed right now. I'm looking at quite a few things that I feel very hostile against. very much so. Look, there are some very, I mean, detestable things that it's going to take me, you know, a lot, got to make a lot of effort to say what I'm thinking. What? Okay. Okay. No, my friends, what I'm expressing here is a sadness of because of observation that I have about the history of hybrid people. Now, this is a very enormous thing. The situation of the African people that nobody is working on fixing. And it is something that can be fixed easily. But African hybrid people have been dragged through like the you know, it's a constant dark age that we are living in since the white people interfered with our species. Indeed, I have to acknowledge that there are a lot of people, and the only people that don't have an interest to fix their lives are only those who are infected with uncivilized notion, you know, the wrong things that the white people brought in with the Bible. No, I'm looking and saying, you know, what is it that causes Africa to give away political government power to white people? Under the historic knowledge how civilized life supposed to be, what is it that caused them to abolish, as it were, kingship rule? That is the only governmental rule on planet Earth. I mean, to where, because of interbreeding, these folks are talking. Interbreeding. I mean, it is clear that the World History Book shows what species these white people come from. They are the hate, southern hate, the flat-faced man of Kenya. That's where they come from. We don't come from there. we should not be seeing around in our territory. They are the one who takes over, and we don't own anything. How much money do you have as an African person? You may be lucky to be able to afford something, but the vast amount of African people who are incapable of making a good living, they're too many. And we would blame them and say they don't have no ambition and stuff like that, because we expect that we are to make an effort under the present transatlantic slave condition. You expect the African people who are incapacitated to even think what is right. I don't read of anything that whatever life was before they came about, and fucking people they're not supposed to fuck. Before that happened, I don't read where there were any distress. 100,000 years that African people develop in Africa before they migrated and start and go out. I don't read anything like that. These white people. Now you have to like brace yourself up for what I'm saying. Since I'm not, you know, anybody coming out of Harvard or you know, or the University of the West Indies, I don't go to those schools. I don't have those education. But I have high school. I have some sense. And I have enough sense that if somebody hold me up and take away what I have, I know that is wrong. And I can give account for that, how I'm held up and somebody robbed me of this and of that. If somebody go out there and mess with my deeds where registrar is and wind up take away my land or my house, I have enough sense to know that somebody have done me wrong, and I can talk about it. But what has happened in the world, meaning the victimized African people? We have a history that explains where we're coming from, how we were created. We get in a situation where our ancestors went the wrong way, because there were the criminals, the alligators, looking for food. And that's the white people now. It is written in the World History textbook. Read the prehistory and see what it says. Why is it African people don't pay no attention to the prehistory? When you look at the hominid, the first human-like creatures, go back there with me and look. Because it's the only thing we have here and now to know what went on in the past that brought us to where we are here today. And I don't mean that the past have done any wrong to us in the context where, you know, it's nobody's fault. That's not what I'm talking about. I am talking about where the evolution of humanity began. That's what I'm talking about. Because nowadays, we are brainwashed to not pay any attention to that. And you know what? You don't find the truth about what I'm saying in a federal government bureaucracy. You don't find it in democracy. You don't find it in what they write and talk about government. Because what they have what they have as the rule of thumb, a D and a Domini, you know, I mean, before Christ don't mean anything in the time that we are living in, the society that we live in. African people are no more than beasts in the wild, in the pasture over there. Okay? And if we are like cows, the owner of the cows are the white people. How did they come to be the kind of white people they are? Take a look at it. What does the history say? It's not a Bible that say it. Why are, but it is the Bible that we are following, right? And there's nobody at all that I know of who pose to say the dynamic things that must be said. No, it's the mundane power that these homosexuals, and they don't want you to say they are homosexuals, but they want you to read the Bible that they wrote. Well, after we don't understand what happened in the record of history. We don't want no history that these honest fucking white people, Yamnaya culture, we don't want anything what they wrote. Because see them here, all over the world, they're on the scene of the crime where they have stolen from the African people. And the demons that is in them that make them fuck each other's ass and decide that they are going to make every African people fall down and fuck ass. That is what they intend. That's what they plan to do, and that's what they're working on right now. It reaches a stage where we are faced with a pretension in the society that we live, that these folks long time they reach a stage from even way back into the 18th century. They are telling this dude, his name is you know how long that they've been telling us exactly what they think and we don't pay no attention to it? In 1857, the United States Supreme Court ruled that black people were property, and as such, they had no claim to freedom. When a faggot say they have a Supreme Court, what does that tell you? Where are they when they are saying these things? Look at the date.
That's almost 2,000 years of them hunting down the African ethnic people. When do you read that they began to say these kinds of things? We don't read anything about them being Homo erectus. Neither when they were in back in like 2 million years. Hominid. We don't read anything that they caused any kind of trouble at all, because there was never a civilized society back then. So look with your perennial eye, your inner eye, where you reason out something. Reason. There was no civilization back there. When they began evolution as hominid, as written in the World History textbook, there was no other human being around. They started out humanity, but they were far from being civilized. Neither are they civilized today. According to the historical record, white people are still not civilized, because they morph into a different person or character from what they were as hominid, just mere hominid. However, we trace the history of the first 2 million years of them like southern apes. That's what it is. Now, you don't know the reason why these astonishing EF5 tornadoes frequent in America. It's because these white people that we call them today, or Caucasian or whatever, but they call themselves so many different names. But one of the appropriate names that they call themselves and need observation of their identity by this name is, and why it is important to know, because it constitutes the problem that we face today, that it seems nobody has the answer for the problem of the world today. And they decide to keep it this way until eternity. And so they want it. They want the crime. They want the sodomy. Look, and all that African people are saying is a plea to these white, honest, fucking idiots to do better than what they're doing. Now, what position are we in to tell them that? It means that they relegate us to the dust of the earth. And we cannot do anything but beg them to do better. Isn't that what you see we are doing? When you talk about the Senate that they have there in Washington, you know, and salute the flag and thank God and praise God of the Bible, you know that African people have been what I call, they have been
given the COVID, something like the COVID virus. We have an evil virus that we get from these white people because our ancestors mingle with them and give them the blood that we have that makes us hybrid, human. They are human based on hominid, ape-looking origin. How they look the way they look today, according to the World History textbook. Do you know? No, but how many African people are graduates out of university today? Do you know why, if I have a university? That university is not under kingship rule. And where government come from? Does it come from them 2,000 years ago? Or 26, just talk about when they say they become a political power and a government. White people gain power because us, quality and power, is out there like a dead, like a dead lion. Like a dead lion, really. As a government. Is what you're reading in the Bible. That these white people are writing in the Bible because it's history. We are the ones with the history of the world. Civilized world. Not hominid world. Because trace their origin. The World History textbook right now tells you that the first 2 million years of their evolution, they make stone tools. That's what it says. And if you're not dealing with the history, what are you dealing with? You're dealing with nonsense, plain and simple. And you can go anywhere with nonsense if you're allowed to do it. If anybody put a stop to it, it stop. Because foolishness cannot resist, truth that is irresistible. Well, something happened. And if it is a lack of understanding, I would be silly if I talk like, oh, I am the one with the education. No, I'm not doing that because I'm not foolish. Talking what is reasonable as far as I know how the human psychological world is supposed to function as a civilized world. The little that I can read, that's what I talk about. But why is it that I have problem with people who are university graduates, who don't know how to use words properly except outside of the system that they set up, AD Anno Domini? Whereas these folks don't know anything about Greek, but they master Greek and Hebrew more than I know that black people master it, because they write all the kind of stuff they want to write and say it's Latin, it's Greek, and all this. Like, they are the one who invent Greek. You see what I mean?
they managed to transform themselves in a way that their uncivilized thinking and abilities that could not fit into any pocket of civility. They now are able to use the principles of civilizations and carry along with them the mixed bag of foolishness and some of what makes sense. But I am telling you straight and plain that the World History Textbook says the early development, the early stages of human development. Do it right here that I'm looking at. And you have the heading that I just read, early stages of development, meaning attribute to the hominids, the white people ancestors, not African ethnic hybrid ancestors. The distinction is there. How these rat bat, hominid, ape-like become what they are today? How do they evolve? How do they evolve into what we see here today? They call the African ethnic people hip. They call us monkeys, and we allow them to do it. We allow them to write a Bible about a God that don't exist. All right. You know, I'm trying to keep a clear line that anybody can understand what I'm saying. We don't care about the past, right? But without the past, we wouldn't be here today. Because the past exists because the earth and the sun continue to do their motions. And we are on the same planet from we were born, whether you 60 or 50 or 70 or 80 years old, you are on the same planet. How many nights and days passed by that got you to age up and soon dead? What happened? Is there another planet that we traverse between? No, this same solid earth. The circumference of this earth, whatever it is, that's what bring us to this place or time that we are in. Okay? If we talk about the present, oblivious to the past, we are idiots. We don't really understand the way the world exists. Because 24 hours make a day. And you bet, the kind of thinking that, let's say, the African people, who are the civilized people, according to the World History Textbook, how can the civilized people become so confounded and only give up to just earning something, earning a few bucks, you see? And the hardship through which we earn that few bucks, the hardship is created by the white people who are coming from hominid beginning. What do they aim at? They aim at being more than hominid. You can read it in this book, and you can see where they did something along the way. this book breaks the timeline down for the hominid when they started life. 2 million years went by, and that closed up the first period of their evolution. What were they identified as? Hominid. H-O-M-I-N-I-D-S. That's what the World History Textbook tells. There's nothing else higher than this World History Textbook here. They're from university come right down. This is the book that tells us. So you hear some of these guys, I mean, you know, they don't even, you know, no worthwhile listen to. You listen to them because you may even learn something that worthwhile too. But when they are saying things to totally disorient the truth, this is where we would have to know something. Know the truth to know when people talking a whole bunch of nonsense. And don't get carried away by that. But if we don't read the book here, that tells us the truth. And begin to think about Bible and God and so. Now, you have to be drunk to think that the Bible has a God in there. Christian. If you are an African hybrid person, and you're a Christian, or you are uncivilized in your thinking, although you are created with the blood of the civilized, the God's blood, the Elohim's blood, and have their image and likeness. That's why we are. Look, these white people, they got what they wanted. But think that any animals you see out there, which one of them you would have said no had a sense in their class? You don't see some of them, it depends on what they get in their species. You know what I mean? Which one of them you see not behaving with good sense in their species? I mean, you may say, well, them have, when you compare them with some other animals, you have animals more wiser and smarter than others, right? Mm-hmm. Well, so it is with the human species. If you think these white people don't have any sense, I don't think so at this point you can think that they don't have any sense, because they are demonstrating a lot more sense in, you know, let's say in the most important way of life. I mean, they supersede African people who's behaving like they have taken the idiocy of these hominids that 2 million years they live making stone tools. And it tells you very clear who they are. So, telling you right now what the white people are thinking. They want you to accept Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior. That's all they are concerned about. Because that is the only thing that keep African people disorient and really don't have a sound perception of what is a civilized world. Okay? So black people are going to church because they think that there's a God in the Bible. They never examine the character of that God ever. And I was in that disabled position, mental condition, where everything was just okay. Christmas time. Celebrate Christmas. I mean, I grew up. I mean, there was not one thought that comes to my mind that condemns or disagree with Christmas. No. So I know what it is to live out
that time. Okay? Now, I am not fooling you. I can't be fooling you. I'm telling you everything that I know is true. And you can always tell when somebody is talking nonsense. I am telling you about the world is a textbook. Have you ever heard Marcus Garvey tell you about the world is a textbook? Have you ever heard Dr. Martin Luther King read from this world is a textbook and tell you the stuff that I'm telling about? Have you heard Malcolm X tell you about who these white people are and where they're coming from? Now, with all good intentions, they didn't know any better because their parents didn't know any better. However, any unlearned person with any little level of reading, this is not hard to read and understand. It's not complicated. Or else I wouldn't be talking to you about it because I don't have no complicated skills. I mean, you know, to hold court with people who are wizard when it comes into reading and solving problems. My understanding is one that is basic. And everybody who learned to read and develop high education, they started right where I am. You know, and maybe a little lower too, yeah. But they developed to like, you know, go, you know. They acquire a lot of educational knowledge. But it's funny. How do I get a place to talk to people who are more educated than me about situation in the world? There is a vast place there that you go to university and you don't know you didn't go to the right university. It's not that you didn't learn a lot of things, great things, beyond me and everything. I have a brother with a PhD too, so not that, you know, I don't have anything going on from, you know, to feel good about. It's just that I don't have no PhD, right? I have high school education, and whatever that reading comprehension allows me, I make use of it. And I am not biased against anything that I'm supposed to know. I am wide open to what I'm supposed to know. So that if you call me right now on this show and decide to take something up with me that I'm talking about, and the number, speaking of that, you can call me. 347-850-1358. Now, I take a long time to chew up stuff that I say. Timing does a lot with what a person say. And one thing I can say for what I notice, there are people who may be listening to me and find out, say, but he was talking about this, then he jump onto that and blah, blah, blah. But you know, I may do that and I may stir impatience in somebody listening to me. But the thing is, if you want to know where I'm coming from and where I'm going, well, you have to find some place in some juncture in what I'm saying and find out whether or not I am really working on something. I just don't want to come off subject, you see. And I am not going to be able to please somebody who is ready, who just poised to jump ahead of me and like say, well, and he doesn't know what he's talking about. Well, You can say that. But the experience I go through already with learned institution, I am able to talk what I understand to the appeal of somebody who is far, far ahead of me in reading and comprehension. But I stick to the rules so that whatever I'm talking, you are not able to tell me that that's not the way, that's not what that means. You know, this is what it means. You're not able to do that. Because whatever I'm talking about, I know to play the tune. You can't tell me I'm into discord. I'm not talking against what I am saying. I'm not muddying up or nothing. Okay? And there is nobody at all I know can destroy the trajectory that I argue. Okay? Because when I say white people don't have nothing to do with African hybrid people. What are they doing here? It's wrong beyond, you know, I mean, to any level of recognition. It's wrong. You can recognize the wrong, that they are criminals. Inquisition, they come from ape legs. They don't look like they come from apes. I have to admit. But I know why. I know why white people don't look like they come from apes. But white people are telling African people, they call us black, say we come from monkeys. They are the one with the HR rhesus monkey blood. It's not us. Hello? And we don't go around and try to kill them and kick them out of any place out of Europe. We don't do that. Okay? Now, Marcus Garvey and Malcolm X and Dr. Martin Luther King, they all must be turning over in their grave to hear what I'm saying here today. Okay, the point is, I don't have anybody who's coming on and prove to me the Constitution of United States is a viable, civilized Constitution. Nobody is going to come here and prove that to me. Because it is not. The fact that it is not bears out the relevance of the World History textbook. Because something like that have no place at all in civilized people land. So when they can come up, if you're not asking yourself the question, all right, so how did they jump from hominid to homo erectus? Because that's the next step I was going to take you. That the first 2 million years was the basic development of humanity. The first 2 million years. Now you get that. What I'm trying to tell you, I was reading some of this last night, and it annoys me at this part about early stage of development. Do you know where we are right now? We are at a place where these white homosexual people, they have laws now to do anything to African people. I mean, no holds barred. Because what? You accept this uncivilized AD Anno Domini, I call it cleave bubble system. Cleave. They are removed from civilized government, kingship government that been
on earth rule by kings. They are not, they don't, the first 2 million years, hominid, as the book shows, never spoke a word. Now, you think 2 billion years, if they didn't talk, and I am not saying that like making it up. I'm saying what the book, the authority book say, and I don't bring you no sub sources. I bring what America recognized. National Geographic World History, Glencoe, Spilvergel, Glencoe, National Geographic. This textbook weighs like about a good 12 pounds or so. This book is heavy, man, for a book. But I'm telling you, I am reading from this. And I don't go, you know, I mean, further to the right of the book where, you know, a whole bunch of other things are over there. I'm coming to where the book developed the early stages of human development. That's where I am. Like page one, the first humans, 21. You see, anybody want to know the edition of this book, you can always call me and I have it to, like, tell you what edition I have of it. That come out in, like, 2002 or somewhere there. Okay? So, you got to understand that what they put into this book is considered the update of what was already world history. And they updated it and had whatever they need to add appropriate for the world history textbook. So this book, you must respect it. And if you don't have reason to respect, I mean, any portion of it, like it says, into legal contract, they make a clause that tells you that in a court of law, You may have the judge disqualify certain clause. However, it will tell you the court is not going to destroy everything that is in that contract. The other things that are good will stay good. Well, so it is with the world history textbook. If you find things in there, because I know you're going to find things in there if you're reading with good sense. Such as, listen to this. I'm trying to show you that these demons coming out of the tomb, these white people, the process that got them here, you think I could come here and talk this kind of stuff? The mic, right? I would just pray that the gods send some more EF tornadoes and don't leave them alive anywhere, okay? Who have the non-conscience to, because they have that learned education, they can turn off my mic and only allow if I play a tune. That when someone come on and play the podcast, they don't hear nothing but the music that I played. Maybe one tune, two or three or so. Depends. But this is what they have been doing to what I have to say. Because they decide that Europe is no longer their central home. It's everywhere African people reside that they take over and it becomes theirs. Okay? That's what we're under. They don't realize that they are on a fall now. They are spiraling out of control. Long time, but now it's worse now. Because what they began to do was wrong. Going out of their species to interbreed with others because they don't like their monkey face. Their ape face. So, the interbreeding, you know, that's what caused all the problem. That's why I'm here talking. It's the interbreeding that they do. They don't want the world to know. Only the gods can stop what I am doing. Because they authorize it. Okay? And it doesn't matter what the money and thing like that out there, and that's what people respect is money. But the money belongs to us. The military that they have belongs to us. They stole the military from us. They call themselves by our name, like Romans. And they are doing, they have a bravery inside of them that is equal to fucking a shitty ass. Okay? That's what these white people, that's what they have. And now they would think that, oh, I don't have a right to talk like that because this is their country. It's not us. Look. Now, I am at the place where I told you about the first 2 million years, right? So stick out with me. And, you know, I don't expect that you're going to, like, have something against me because, you know, you would like for me to get to the point and blah, 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 blah. And if you don't want to hear what I have to say, you're really not obliged to listen to me. No, not obliged to listen to me at all. I know what I'm saying is true. And if you don't have patience to, like, let me get there, you know, there's nothing. I'm not going to do nothing about that. Because we are to have fun in getting to the truth. But not because you think like you want to see me goof up somewhere, you know, so you want me just come on, spit it out and blah, blah, blah. No, that's not the way it works. I have some patience here. I want to play you this tune. I'm looking for the tune. Neil Diamond sing this song, and I'm looking for the song. Oh, yeah? Okay, there you go. That's right. This is what it's all about. Something went wrong, and even the Bible itself, I'll come to it. When they talk about the talking serpent, they have us thinking, imagining about a talking serpent. But we don't know any talking serpent who speaks. We know a lot of these serpents out there, but we don't, and a whole different species of them, but we don't know any that speak. Who do you think would write that? Besides these sodomite people who 2 million years they never speak as hominid. 2 million years they could make stone tools. They could light a fire for 2 million years, but they have nothing to show. They'll rather deny their existence in part, maybe not in whole, but they would deny their existence to the point where they know they cannot prove anything. Okay? And they would rather jump from the back and come up to the front and tell you like, oh, they were not back there. And they would like to deny that they are hominid, but they can't get out of this. because the book record pinned them down at intervals where they become relevant instead of irrelevant. So they don't stand a chance. The only thing they can do is run away, so they don't stand an argument and face the record. The record in this book, white people, they can't make any excuse that to say they were not hominid and they were not ape-looking, okay? The reason why white people look as good-looking as you see them today, of course, there's hardly anybody who discover the truth about that. But I was somebody who want to read better than fourth grade level, and that's where I'm at right now. I am not at fourth grade level, right? So this is interesting because I tell you, a lot of people don't want to know the truth, but I tell you what, they'll be destroyed because you better agree with the Anunnakis, right? Because they're the ones who control the EF tornadoes. That when it takes you, if you are to go, you're gone and you're not coming back. All right. What I'm saying to you is this. The situation that African people are in, the truth must come out. We are no longer going further in it, whether anybody like it or not. That's not where we'll be in a short while. Because what is not yours is not yours, homosexuals. You're not going to try and stay right in front of our faces and tell us that you are as civilized than anybody else's. Not going to happen. Okay? What is done in the dark will come to the light. And these guys, they feel like they are angels of light. They know how to stay right in front of your face and steal from you. And said they didn't steal anything. It is theirs. And I can point it out. A number of places that they have stolen from the African people. And you can't tell them that they stole it because their culture, they are homosexual and their brain is not wired like the hybrid people's brain. You see what I mean? So they think that killing a civilized person is nothing. They think that they can invent laws. Now, did they invent laws the first 2 million years? I told you no. The book doesn't say that. The book is not scarce on the fact of saying directly. They don't know that this would happen. They don't see that far. Oh no. What is happening coming out? They probably hear me talking and still can't come to themselves that somebody is talking and they cannot resist what's being said, but rather the jet stream is pushing them out over the ocean. They are done. Will not tolerate them. When they write a Bible and they talk about God, they have absolutely no prerogative to write a Bible about African people. None whatsoever. And they think that it was all right to do what they do to us because no time will come that kick them out of what they do. You know, all the benefit that they think they have and gain. They think that, for the next millions and millions of years, they will be exactly where they are today. And that's not true. They lie without any restraint. They take on characteristics from African people that they will never attain, but they attain something that put them where they are. What is it? I'm going to tell you after this tune, Neil Diamond. Listen.
Where it began, I can't begin to knowing, but then I know it's growing strong. Wasn't the spring, and spring became the summer. Who'd have believed you'd come along? Hands, touching hands, reaching out, touching me, touching you. Fill it up with only two. And when I hurt, hurting runs off my shoulders. How can I hurt when holding you? One, touching one.
I have to say, I made a mistake. I never meant to play Sweet Caroline. No. But I'm not a good DJ. But now I have the tune, though, that I want to play for you. All right? This is Coming to America. When these white people come to America, you know, and come to the, they already kill the African people here and subdue it to come here and set up the superpower station here. All right? Here's the tune by Neil Diamond. We'll be right back.
the eye of the storm, in the eye of the storm. Home to a new and a shining place. Make our bed and we'll say our grace. Freedom's light burning warm. Freedom's light burning warm. Everywhere around the world, they're coming to America. Every time that flag's unfurled, they're coming to America. Got a dream to take them there. They're coming to America. Got a dream.
Okay, you got it right now, okay? let me tell you now, right at this stage where I left off, that there is nothing else to stipulate to. Early stages of the human development. I want to show you what these sodomite white people here, what they have done in this very history textbook that I am reading to you. Because they hit the world by a storm when whatever they did to the African people, them, Africa was able to sell us in ships and give them. And this is undoubtedly the people who are the first humanid. White people here that we're looking at, they are the first humanid. And they were never going to say a word. Now, they make it through the first phase of hominid. 2 million years. They evolve to the next level. The second degree, the second stage above hominid, they are Homo erectus. Hominid is their root origin. That's who they are. Stone tool. For all that time, 2 million years? You know what? 1 million years? Well, if you had $1 million, you know, they would say you turn millionaire, right? Well, look, what I'm trying to tell you about the situation that we are in, there's no way for you to look at, you know, what a beautiful America and stuff like that. That has nothing to do with the human development, you know what I mean? So nobody look at anything that is tangible things, tangible asset. That's not what we're talking about. Talking about the human development.
the thinking that we possess, the attitude that we have, our character. That's what we're talking about. What kind of a species you are. Okay, that's what I am talking about. And in this world, in the civilized world, not in their world, 2 million years back in time, we're talking about without civilization, you don't have anything going on. And they were not civilized first 2 million years, all right? But now, I have to, like, digress a minute and go forward. Where they are today, coming from human aid, though, when they went further to Homo erectus, it's when something happened. But this, I'm still at their development, hominid. There was no other human being. Okay? And it is their species that the book focus on. There is none other. But when they got to the Homo erectus was when they go outside and begin to interbreed with other species. That's the problem. And now that they are able to talk, they do two, they have done two out, outside interbreeding. Okay? And I'll explain it here. Now that they are able to talk, the very thing that is forbidden in prehistory, long before they come out of their first 2 million thing. What I mean is the Elohim that came to earth. Elohim that you read about in biblical context. It's not the God of the Bible is the Elohim. What they have in the Christian book, Bible, it's not Elohim. It's not the Anunnaki. It's not the deities. It's not the gods. You need to understand that. They are the talking serpent. They rig up everything so that we here today, since they can talk and write and everything like that, okay, they begin to fix up the world with their own views. And that's where the trick, the serpent that they talk about in the Bible, it's them. It's the white people, them. If you never know, you know today. But look. Look at what they are thinking right now as I speak. Listen what they say. Although modern science, what is modern science? It's not the prehistory science. It's not the civilized knowledge of the gods, the Elohim. That's not what they're talking about. And you will be reading this world literature textbook, and you will think it is civilized people writing this as history. No. What I'm reading to you here, it has the big heading, early stages of development. And you probably, it's written in a way for you not to understand exactly what it means. So therefore, you stay in a church. You won't be good for no place but believing in Jesus Christ, where only love 12 men. As a homosexual. Jesus Christ is a homosexual character because Jesus Christ never existed. So what I'm trying to tell you, the condition that the African civilized world is in is what we allow these sodomites to control. And the control of AD and Adamani, that is really what have the world in derision. And unless the change come, it will die in that position. It's only that destiny is not going to allow it. No.
Because right now, I'm here talking, and they, as big and bad as they are, they can't reprove what I'm saying. And it is this truth. As fierce as the EF tornadoes, they can't stand up to this. They cannot stand up to it. All right? So if they know what is good for them, let them do what is good for them. But what I'm trying to tell you right now, if you don't read this book, the World Issue Textbook, whereas you have, you know, the right information about Chinese and Indians and others, but the cunningness of these white people, they go all around and write all kind of different things so that when you read it, you like the Bible, for example. The Bible is a Christian Bible. It is put together, but they don't just put Christian things in there. You see what I mean? So this 66 books Bible, or it's they call it it's a book with many authors, right? And they have a name for it. And it's not coming up to me now, but it's the 66 books. It is not by one author or two authors. It's like almost 66. Some of the there are quite a few of the books, like in the epistles, maybe like 13 or so epistles. St. Paul is the author. But most of the books are different author allotted to it. But you don't have real people for some of the authors of the Bible. They are not real, because Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John did not write anything. No, there is no Matthew, Mark, Luke, or John. All right? But they don't care. They set it up. In a way, we are not highly developed and taught. Well, I get my teaching by reading and finding out stuff. But how long it took me to start reading? Almost half a century. So if you don't deal with the real words to show you what is contrary, you just go with the flow. Well, that's the way I went. All right. But now I'm showing you, you know, I want to tell you, and if you don't know, I have a paralegal certificate because I wanted to understand how law works and stuff like that. So I do, in case you don't know that, I'm telling you that I do. So I have a good sense of what I'm saying. And if I am, you know, kicking these white people back where they come from, that's exactly what was intended. Because who come, like I said, all the brothers that come and talk and things like that, and these white guys didn't move, not even one, you know, what do you call it, 1 centimeter, they don't move nothing from their position. They anchor down. Like, ain't nobody, they are immovable. But they're going to find out. They're not immovable like they think. Because right now, they need to be prosecuted to write the Bible and the things that they're writing there. You know, and corrupt the African people's origin, our creation. How can they have good intent to tell you about the world and write Adam and Eve in a garden? It is a story that comes from prehistory. They are using to do it. So if they think that they're going to get away with all these things that they do, and Hiroshima, Nagasaki, and all this kind of stuff. These are African people that they kill. I want us to think that, oh, it's just war. By whom? And look, 509 is a date that you must not forget. Because all of what these white people think, that they're big and bad and they can lie more than anybody else, they're going to find out, no. The brain that they are using to tell lies is coming from southern apes.
That's the kind of brain they have. That's what the World History textbook says. They come from, according to Donald Johnson, the discoverer, okay? He says they are Southern apes, the flat-faced man of Kenya. You can't reverse that. It come out of the science finding. So anytime we get an awakening and buckle down on the truth, they will melt. They will melt like something, the sun, some liquid, the sun melts. Okay? Because they cannot do the kinds of stuff to the civilized world like when they were mashing up the Bronze Age. They cannot get away with that. But the gods don't want to like come and deal with it themselves when they have us here to develop and handle the civilized world. It's not for them. So when Africa allowed them to write a Bible and make it seem like, oh, it's a real world they're talking about, Africa is going to pay for the iniquity that they do. You see what I mean? Really, who the gods please with? They are pleased with the people who stays, the people who stay in commandments that they give to us. Those are the people the gods see and will pity, okay? Because they talk about in history when they would have allowed the bad weather to kill everybody, they tell him, a special man, to make a boat to sail out this weather. And that's how we who are here, civilized people, were left alive to repopulate. And in Kish, a city in Mesopotamia, was the first place that kingship government was established after the flood, man. So what I'm trying to tell you right now, if you don't understand what's going on, understand what the EF tornadoes are doing. They want to make you think that it's just wind blowing and stuff like that. Oh, and the wind destroyed this and they are going to rebuild. You're not, don't rebuild. Do not rebuild. All right, so come back now to the early stages of humanity. And in this case, this only applies to the hominid. And listen how they talk about it. They don't talk about it like it's only applicable to them and the period back then. They are talking now like everybody. We and them together. I mean, look, if we don't understand this stuff, this guy is going to sure make all of us get fucked in our ass. Because that's what they're up to. Okay? Now, listen what they say. And this is something that the history tells us, that everything that is civilized on this earth here, it's the Elohim, it's the gods, the deities. They're the ones that come and give us the knowledge and make kings and priests. They don't have no sense over 2 million years to do anything other than what is listed in the history. They make stone tools to hunt or do whatever they know to do, but they don't speak no language. They don't have nothing like that in their head. Okay? And they can make a fire to warm themselves in the cold place. There's nothing listed for white people. But what I'm saying now, the thing is, how do they look the way they look? And I'm getting to that. But, you know, like I say, I jump ahead a little because the way it is arranged in the book here, I have to tell you this. the kind of what you would call fucking ass people don't have any civilized sense. They were not made up with civilized sense, right? They are presumptuous beyond limit. They're like the animals that kill other animals and eat them alive. That's the way these white people are. Now, what you see them doing right now, they're fooling the civilized world and make it be like they're civilized. But you check into the history and you'll find out. They never wear clothes. They didn't have any civilized facility or nothing at all. Okay? Just understand that. And it would be odd to accept if you don't read the history and respect the history. And you will allow them to lie and misrepresent themselves because and make everybody submit under what they say. And phony law, AD and Adamani, and all that, you're restricted by it because you think, oh, they have power and they will kill you. If you submit to law that is bogus law, they'll use it on you. But look how far they've gone. When I read this, it hurts bad. When I read and see the authority that they take up, and we are subdued by it because we think it is true that they are telling, oh my God, and gradually they are sucking in, morphing in, some black people turn gay. But a big part of the gay, well, the gays that we have here today is the Yamnaya. And these guys who say that they are running government, they're the one because they are the one. They couldn't do it, 2 million years ago back then. They couldn't do it. History would have tell us what they were capable of doing. It does. And that is stone tools. And they do that until 3.5 million years go by. Okay? They still wasn't able. 100,000 years ago that they began to interbreed with the African hybrid people. What makes them talk? It is because of the hybrid blood that makes Homo sapien sapien, and not just Neanderthal, because Neanderthal is Homo sapien Neanderthal. We all two subgroup come out from Neanderthal. No, I messed up Neanderthal. There's something in my head said, no, you said something wrong. I mean, Homo sapien deliver two subgroups, and the two subgroups from Homo sapien, the mother the mother ancestor of us hybrid. We are one of the subgroup, and Neanderthal is the other subgroup. It's the third development of human. So you have two development with the hominid, right? Two development, and I'm going to read it to you to prove what I'm saying, and that I'm talking stuff you cannot do nothing to it, because I'm careful about what I am saying. Yes, what these white dragon, ape-like white people now, who purge them bad looks by interbreeding with the third development of humanity. Them did not make up the third grade of humanity. Okay? White people are not in the third grade humanity. That's where they go and do damage to the human race. Right? Because the human race go between hominid and Homo sapien. And they are not a part of Homo sapien. They interbreed with Homo sapien, and that's what caused them to lose their ape face and shape. You see what I mean? They interbreed widely with the Homo, with the Neanderthals, and lose their ugly self that they had. Okay? And then, once they interbreed with the Africans, that's where they develop the ability, the chak, what we call it, the chak, whatever, in your throat. That's when they were able to speak. When they interbreed with the Neanderthals for a long period of time, they weren't able to talk. They could only go on making stone tools because the Neanderthals only make stone tools. They were only clever, a species of human being, but they never talk. So they never talk, but they become beautiful people, you know, out of the ape looking. And by the time they double down into the third and higher, which means we are a part of the third human development, but we are not like Homo sapiens. We are not just Homo sapiens. We are Homo sapiens sapiens. That's what makes us hybrids. They would not put that in the Bible. These white people would not put it in the Bible. They would not put that we are, no, but they put the lie about a spirit God in the Bible. And how easy it is to unravel that and throw it away in the toilet. Now, but listen where they are today. You think about the COVID and all these kind of stuff that they're walking around and splash it all over the world to kill people. And I tell you about them have this vaccine and that vaccine and stuff like that. Okay? Yes. We don't know the trick they are working because we've gone into the church of believing all things. They set up the standard for believing in a spirit God that don't exist. The church is not for Africans because this is what they think about us. Look at what they want full control over African people. Full control. And they have too much control already, like over the past 2,000 years. They have law. That is not law at all. We have a government. And they come in and able to come in with AD and a diamond shit. And they are allowed to, control the world with everything you do with money. Now the truth must come to light. And they got to go run with their tail between their legs because they don't have any law to do no transaction. As I am speaking, white people have no law to do transaction into the civilized world. None whatsoever. It's not a joke. It's not a joke. You see, you just leave them to the F5 tornadoes. You see what I mean? Because in that case, everything is gone. And that's what they are being exposed to. Is these kind of forces to liquidate them, get rid of them. Because this is what they're thinking. And the control that they are trying to exercise over us. Although modern science has given us more precise methods for examining the prehistory, them examining prehistory, you see, of humankind than we have ever had before. Imagine that. They go find fault with prehistory, the gods, anything that the gods do, them batty fucking, white people. I tell us in the world is a textbook. That they and their so-called modern science, them have more precise method for examining the prehistory of humankind. What mean that? You don't have No humankind, when it come from, where them come from. You see, and if we don't know that what they are saying is nothing but stinking shit, that's what they are saying. There's no logic to what they're saying, but they get us to believe in this Jesus Christ that don't exist. So they can do all the fucking ass and shitting in our faces, and we take it and think that, okay, you know, the time will come, you know, when there's a better day. That's what they want. They are not looking up to anything more than food and clothes and shelter and car and all that kind of thing. They don't have anything else in mind. If we don't come out of this shit hole that these faggots are putting us in, well, woe be unto those of us. But I tell you what, I'm not looking forward to that, because I know what is pending. I know what is pending. And we see the signs, you know, that the gods have been showing, and it's for us to get out of their fucking church. Okay, you don't know these faggots and what they have done to African people long before we came here? Oh, yeah. They just kill us like nothing because they're coming from here like. You see, that's where they're coming from. And they're telling us now that because we make them fuck us and get blood that they can talk. Now, this is what they're doing. And if we don't discover it, you know, the God's waiting on us to discover what the truth is right here in front of us, and for us to, like, okay, drive these fucking ass back where they come from. Because if we start living the truth, stop this democracy, stop. Because Cleistine is a fucking ass. Cleistine make up democracy, man. You know, like about some 26, 27 years ago, 2600 years ago. They make it up, all these kind of stuff, and voting and stuff like that. The government in the African development has nothing to do with voting, nothing at all. They come and selling our lands and stuff like that. We never sold land. We never sold nothing to them. But they come and sack it to us now, you see, because they want to subdue the world for fuck sodomite. Do you know how uncivilized that is? To be fucking ass and think it's sweet when sex is to have children, okay, is to reproduce. And they want to bring us down to this level of not even animals is practicing that, because they reproduce. They go into the vagina. And these guys, they feel great. Fucking ass. Come on. So they are telling you now, you know, talking out of one mouth, you know, how much they know now in science and have the precise look. Get this fucking ass out here right now, man. Because this is too provocative. What they're talking about us, and we are not even paying attention to it, it's not good. It's just not good. But guess what? Things are moving forward. But I'm just letting you know what they're writing to this world. It's a textbook to know what kind of a down syndrome homosexual people going on, like they are the civilized people. Now, read in Genesis 19 what they say about Lot and their own character, to let you know who they are, because they're writing about themselves in the Bible and make us think that, oh, it's African people that write that in the Bible. That's not true. African people don't write no Bible. So this is what they said, that it says, much of our understanding. Imagine, sodomite, I tell you how they're precise and how they're scholars and stuff like that. Look, they must get out and go back where they come from, because they're not going to like it. They think it's all right to be, you know, and, oh, it's them, and black people look up to white people and stuff. They think that's how it's going to go on. It's not. So now they're talking now, you know, until the day going to come, they don't have no presence at all. They don't have no consciousness. They'll be done for doom. And it says that, he says, much of our understanding. These people don't understand nothing about civility. And this is the way they're talking. Much of our understanding of early humans, so they are identifying early humans, which they're not making it seem like it's them. They're making it seem like all of us. So what they discover now, the faggot they discover now, still depends on guesswork. What they know, so they condemn everything that the gods do. The gods provide hybrid civilized people, and they interbreed, and this is what they are saying. This is what these white people are saying, and you think they are nice when you go to church with them, right? Mm-hmm. Given the rate of new discoveries, mean, you see, like them have us going through the COVID virus and all kind of stuff that they have, killing us softly with all of their evils, and we don't know it. And it says, at the rate of new discoveries, which means what the faggots they say they're finding, the current theory, they're calling the prehistory theory. They're saying it's current theory we are living by today. Now, do you understand these faggots? Do you understand them? The current theory of early human life might well be changed in a few years. No, so they're not talking about, you see, they talk about early humans. It's two type of early humans is applicable there. It's the hominid early human life. But we are not coming from hominid, uncivilized hominid. We are coming from Homo sapien, who did not exist millions of years ago. 250,000 years ago, that's when the Homo sapiens came about. So you're talking about, it's like about, 200,000 years since the Homo sapien came about. And we are here now 200,000 years ago. So it's like a good 50,000 years. The Homo sapien came about, that is our ancestors. So this is what we have, and if we don't read to these distinctions, these guys are going to stack it to us, and then they want, the reason why they come and they're not going back to Europe and stuff like that, they decide that they're going to take over life totally and make it sodomy. If you think it's a joke, it's not a joke. Right now, they have a lot of control over the African people with AD and Adamani, and can, anytime you do anything that they say, it break their laws, and AD and Adamani law. You know, they didn't start it out with it controlling African people. It's all a European thing. And they say it is adapted into the West. These fucking ass are criminals, and they don't have no heart like civilized people. And if they are fooling us and causing us to be under them, we are done. Well, it's not going to go like that. It's not going to go like that, because if we had our stuff together all along, our people would not go and fuck with them. Whichever way they get it done, they got it done. I know the Obama, Zeus or whatever his name is, all of these people that we are dealing with, called white people, they are the generation of the interbreed between black and white. Okay? Why they are talking, it's the blood of the gods inside of us that they get inside of them. But the Neanderthals did not get the blood of the Elohim. They only have third dimensional human that is different. It's human, but it is not, it's not the same species. So somebody might think it is confusing, but humanity don't mean one species. It's like we have one species, one culture in the hybrid, in the hybrid species. You have the Chinese, you have the Indian, and you have, you know, Arabs and Hispanics and others, right? Aborigines, it's a quite a bit of us, but we have the blood. You see, we have the blood that is civilized, and that's what they interbreed with. Would they spend 2 million years and again in Europe another 1.5 million years and they still did not make anything civilized? So going to Europe and see what did they establish in Europe as a civilized thing. Now, they want us to not pay attention to these details. Pay attention to it, because that's what determines whether or not you are going to get your ass fucked by them. Okay? Okay, so let me go on now to this next segment. They said, from hominid to Homo sapiens. You see, now, they're not paying no attention to what really debunk what they are saying, you know. They want to go ahead so much and find grounds with what they are planning. They don't see that they are going nose down into the ocean. They don't see that. So now, it works like this. The earliest human-like creatures, let's see which of the earliest they're talking about. Is it the prehistory or is it the 2 million years? He said, the earliest human-like creatures lived in Africa as long as 3 to 4 million years ago. They're talking about themselves. You see what I mean? The earliest, the hominids. That is true. So if you don't see where they zigzag what they say, then you will lose them and then don't have the right understanding about stuff. So it says, call Australopithecines or southern apes. Bopping down right here. Because it's not talking about Homo sapien, that their ancestry only exists since 250,000 years ago. You see what I mean? So there is the distinction between these white people and Africans. By their discoverer, Donald Johnson, they flourished in eastern and southern Africa. They were the first hominids, humans and other creatures that walk upright. White people are talking about, nobody else, to make simple stone tools. Now, when you hear this, what are you going to do? What are you thinking when you hear the authority book say it? You can't read Bible and believe that and think that world history textbook don't represent your past. Bible don't represent your past, nothing. Recently, however, archaeologists in Kenya have discovered a skull that they believe is from yet another form of hominid. They have called it Kenyanthropos, Pleiops, the flat-nosed man of Kenya, and think it is about 3.5 million years ago. That is to the time when they leave out of Africa and go into Europe. They when they were 2 million years, they go up into Europe and spend there up to now 1.5 million years. That makes it now completely, their existence is 3.5 million years, the white people then, going through their evolution, right? And this is where things going to change, is when them turn the second phase of Homo erectus, a second stage of early human development, the same humanoids they're talking about, occurred with the appearance of Homo erectus, upright human being. He don't say them wise or nothing like that. A species that emerged around 1.5 million years ago. Like I said, Homo erectus made use of larger and more varied tools. These hominids were the first to leave Africa and move into both Europe and Asia. No African people don't come around yet. Okay? They were able to do so in part because they learned to use fire to keep warm in colder areas. Around 250,000 years ago, a third and crucial stage in human development began with the emergence of a new species. Isn't it clear? There is no ties between African hybrid, Homo sapiens sapiens, and the hominid early human being. We don't have nothing together. Otherwise, you know, it wouldn't necessary for them to go into breed to change themselves. You see? So here is where they are going to change and transform themselves to look like civilized human beings. They're going to transform themselves now with the sexual move that they make outside of their species. Here it is in the world, it's a textbook. If you think I'm just making noise, if you're reading and you understand, well, what else you can read beside the same thing that I'm reading here? So it goes on to say, this third stage of human development began with the emergence of a new species, Homo sapiens. That means not us, sapiens sapiens. It is the ancestor that come in 250,000 years ago. Wise human being. Two distinct subgroups. Two distinct subgroups, Neanderthals and Homo sapiens sapiens, both developed from Homo sapiens. It's clear. And it goes on to tell you about the Neanderthals and then how they interbreed with Neanderthals and get rid of their ape shape and face. You know what I mean? Yeah. And they still couldn't talk. They still make stone tools until they find a way to interbreed up with the with us. Once we were created, we spoke. I mean, and we spoke from our birth. You see, maybe between 6 months or so, we start talking, right? They couldn't talk over 3.5 million years, or do anything civilized except make stone tool and make a fire. All right, I give you all of this juice. I don't know what you're going to do with it, but look, these white people, they must leave our territory. They must leave. And if they are stubborn to leave, the gods will know what to do with them with the F5 tornadoes. You can't say I don't tell you that. But go, they must go. Oh. The gods rule, not them. I never talk about that. They are going to, I mean, change up life and everything like that. Oh, they will be done away with by them to think they get there. They're not getting there. Okay, now, let me go now to the feature. And world history said 450,000 years ago, B.C., you had to talk about before Christ? This is what happened before Christ. Before Christ, Elohim civilization began. That's when human civilization began. All that we read about, there was no civilization there. Many thousands of years before Christopher Columbus ship landed in the Bahamas, a different group of people discover America. What this have to do with us now? You're talking about after these people interbreed up and come down to 509, they were prepared now to assault the African civilization. So this group of people are the uncivilized people them turn Yamnaya culture and a talk and a read and a do all kind of things. Them learn to make boat and do all kind of things. They learn from us because we never attack them. We never push them aside. They learn from us. Now, they think they have reached perfection and because they can do everything like us, almost everything, saving they are sodomite, and they're working on us to become sodomites. All right. So this is what happened now. The group of them that discover America are the sodomite them we are talking about. The nomadic ancestors of modern native Africans who hike over a land bridge from Asia to what is now Alaska, more than 12,000 years ago. They said they discovered America. And then they said, the nomadic ancestors of modern Native American. Okay, so they're talking about us who left Africa and they say hike over the bridge. The Native American, the modern Native American who hike over the land bridge. That is the period of time when they begin to interbreed with us. And they were coming from Africa. But they're not even telling as much as that. So they leave out some of what they're supposed to say here. Okay, from Asia. Well, maybe they leave Asia and leave Africa and stop off in Asia or something like that. But nonetheless, the migration of Africans is Africa that we start to migrate from, stop in Asia and stop in Europe and then move on to. From Asia to what is now Alaska
more than 12,000 years ago, whether or not they're telling the truth when or not. In fact, by the time European adventure arrived in the 15th century AD, you hear this? That they've been making trouble 1,500 years now under AD Anadamani, and Africa don't say nothing. You see? And the poor African people are unable to help themselves. Scholars estimate that more than 50 million people were already living, more than 50 million people were already living in America. So that means by then, they have infiltrated America with a lot of people because did so much African live in America by then? Of these, some 10 million lived in the area that would become the United States. Okay, talking about the Americas is not just America. So about 10 million live in the area that would become United States. So that talking about 10 million African people, who they call black people, live in America at that time. As time passed, these migrants and their descendants push south and east, adapting as they went. Okay. In order to keep track of these diverse groups, anthropologists and geographers divided them into culture areas or rough groupings of contagious people. Contagious people who shared similar habitat and characteristics. You know, who are the contagious? It must be them who begin to invading the African people. Most scholars break north. America. Excluding present-day Mexico into 10 separate areas, subarctic, the northeast, the southeast, the plains, the southeast, the Great Basin, California, the northwest coast, and the plateau. As it is such an inhospitable landscape, the Arctic's population was comparatively small and scattered. Some of its people, especially the Inuit, Inuit in the northern part of the region were nomads. Who are those? Following seals, polar bears, and other game as they migrated across the tundra. In the southern part of the region, the Aleuts were a bit more settled, living in small fishing villages along the shore. Did you know? According to the U.S. Census Bureau, there are about 4.5 million Native Americans and Alaska Native in the United States today. That is about 1.5% of the population. That is all I have to tell you about the development of population in America. All right. Now, I should have finished telling you about these Sodomite people and the kind of attitude African people must have to white people. You can't have the church attitude toward white people because there are Sodomites that don't care nothing about the church thing. It's just a means of getting what they want. And to get, people who are above them in their early hominid creation, they want to bring people from the third and higher into their group. It just don't work like that. Unless we're not reading and don't know nothing. You don't let them pull us into this. And you want them because now them look better. Now they use us to get the third development of humanity to get rid of their sudden hate looks and flat faced Kenyans. That's right. Remember when they leave Africa, it was 1.5 million years ago. Okay? So look at the experience has happened over time and understand who you are. Okay? You don't make these folks come from way down the bottom of Ape-like and come and tell you and tell Africans now of the hybrid and the hybrid and the ethnic. That you don't make them come and tell you that you come from monkey, and the World History textbook tell you it's them who started evolution way back 3.5 million years ago. Come on. And they never talk until 100,000 years ago when they met the African hybrid people. That's when they begin to talk. And that's who they are here today. You envy them? All right. This is what they begin to tell us after they interbreed up and can read and stuff like that and learn skills and everything from us. Look, the world became enlightened because the gods created the hybrid with their blood. If it was just almost Neanderthals, there would be no civilized people in the world today because they dead out and gone. And these white people are standing by to go into the abyss too because they were not supposed to be alive today. But this interbreeding that they do, keeping them alive. When is it going to run out? They change up what life was designed, civilized life. They change it up because they want to fuck ass along
with civilized people. And that is not going to happen. The gods would never tolerate such a development. We must be the civilized people. That's what we must remain. You don't make them come push, yeah. You don't make them come push themselves in a you and take and defile your blood more some more. No, get out of that. No, so I'm telling you what they think about us today. They don't think nothing about us because we give them authority. I mean, you know, point over there to Central Africa where the government is supposed to be. I mean, what a disgrace. A shame. You see? Them call you black people and denigrate you with the color of black. We're not black people at all. But because they have take the wealth from us, take military away from us, all they're doing with the military is keep on stealing money and give Africa some of the money where them are thief from our own money and give them some and all that. Now, so this is what they tell this guy after they make us slave in 1857. The United States Supreme Court ruled that black people were property, and as such, they had no claim to freedom. They were not free to even file a lawsuit in federal court for freedom from the white people who owned them, right? So they come up to the point where they're owning us. You see? The decision was made by the case Dred Scott versus Sanford. If you are not familiar with it, you can research it online. This was a decision made by the ICE Court Authority in the land. You think about what led up to all of this. Dred Scott, a slave who tried to buy his freedom from his white owner, Irene Emerson. So Irene Emerson, Sanford, right? Tried to buy his freedom back for $300. Had to try and get his freedom through the courts. A human tried to buy his own freedom from another human for $300. And then he had to go to a court of law to seek that freedom. Does this sound ridiculous to you? My friend, if we don't read and come to grips with the way we must behave, and you go to church and stuff like that, I mean, come on. I mean, I was thinking about sodomy is the most degrading thing, even in the Bible, but they write degradation to sodomy because they just for deception. Them don't care about doing that. Because they know they're not coming out and confess to you, so they're a faggot. But, come on. The Bible denigrated and said, you know, if you sleep, you know, if you, as a civilized person, you know, if you sleep with dogs, these white people, them now, them when they mix up and come turn Yamada culture now, because they interbreed and can talk, and you know, they kind of narrow the distance between them and us. However, I mean, those of us who don't decide to, I mean, become wise and say a fool, well, they will catch you into there and tell you that it's all right to fuck your ass, man. Come on. All right. Well, you know, I tell you a number of things. That's about the end of that now. So I want to thank you for tuning into the program. I hope you have learned something. And, hey, if you don't think about this and dig down deep inside of you, you're not going to make it anywhere, man. And these people are going to, like, do all kind of stuff to you. All right? But we have kingship government, and the laws are there for you to read. We have government. It's not that we don't have government. We have government long before they talk. You know, I mean, I take things serious when I read. I know, you know, it is information that you must adhere to. But if you're going to believe all foolishness and put aside what is word dominant fact, and you still go on and do whatever you want to do, well, there is no pity for people who are like that. So you do your thing. Right now, I'm doing the thing that I have found is the right thing, and so be it until I'm dead and gone. So here's a little. All right. I don't want to. Just this little tune. War. Bob Marley says, war.
Until the philosophy which holds one race superior and another inferior is finally and permanently discredited and abandoned. Everywhere is war. It's a war that until there are no longer first class and second class citizens of any nation, until the color of a man's skin is of no more significance than the color of his eyes. Mr. War, that until the basic human rights are equally guaranteed to all without regard to race. It is a war that until that day the dream of lasting peace, world citizenship, rule of international morality will remain in but a fleeting illusion to be pursued but never attained. Now everywhere is war. War. And until the ignoble and unhappy regime that holds our brothers in Angola, in Mozambique, South Africa, subhuman bondage, have been toppled, totally destroyed. Well, everywhere is war. It's a war. War in the east. War in the west. War up north. War down south. War, war. Rumors of a war. And until that day, the African continent will not know peace. We Africans will fight, we find it necessary, and we know we shall win, as we are confident in the victory of good over evil. Good over evil.
All right. Now, I have another segment. I have another segment that is, you know, something that is very disgusting, overwhelmingly to me. It's the calendar, my friends. We think that we don't understand what a night and a day is. Clearly, we think a night and a day just come for us to, like, go to work and come home and have dinner and have pleasure and fun and go to sleep and whatever and wake up the next day. That's the way we look at life. But I can kind of see with that why, you know, if we are slavery, we come in under slavery here, you know, otherwise we would be on, if we happen to be, you know, because maybe we wouldn't be around if we, if our ancestors remain in Africa, maybe I, Timothy, would not be a person in the world at all. Who knows? What I'm saying is that what I read about the origin of the earliest humans that are hominid, right? And I've read extensively about them. And you can see distinctly there is that species that are ape-like. And it's the white people. Now, if they had stayed ape-like, that's what they were supposed to say. But they're trying to hide the fact that they're interbreed and get rid of the ape-like looks. They can't dodge the fact that they interbreed with Neanderthals and then interbreed with African hybrid. Ooh, that's why they talk. There's no evidence that they could talk before. The history book tell you that they never talk for 3.5 years. 3.5 years? I mean, million years. 3.5 million years. They never spoke. The world history textbook tell you that. So where you going to go with them talking now and look like, you know, them never here? You see? So they're pulling all kind of trickery on the civilized world and make it seem like a them civilized, not us. Well, we're going to read for foolishness, you know. We read to understand. And you have the book here, Zachariah Sitchin book, with all sorts of diagrams. Where would this guy get this kind of information from if he weren't reading it from Sumerian texts that deal with prehistory, no deal with nothing about white people? Our history of Sumerian and Babylonian and stuff like that, Assyrian, no have nothing to do with white people. Because they don't come from anywhere that is civilized. You hear that? If you don't get the historic knowledge, you would think that, oh, you would think that nothing can go like that. But tracing it in the world history textbook, it's not lying. If that book is lying, how much more is the Bible lying? So we are a long way of putting history, you know, to decide and read Bible and thank you, Jesus. These people, these white people, they pull the trick, and the trick is working until that trick run out of gas. It run out of gas now, but some people are too damaged mentally to understand what the truth is. And there's by no means you can follow the truth if you don't know it. All right. But what I'm talking about is when civilization came to earth, it came by the Elohim gods, the deities. They brought civilization here. All right. And what they did, when they created the hybrid people, the fact that we get their blood, the highest civilized, intelligent people on earth. It's us.
It's not these white people. It's not them. But they have money now, and like Trump is a millionaire or billionaire or something like that, and they have all the money. Where they get it from? And I will say to you, show me their wealth prior to 509 BC. Show me that they had a penny. They don't know what a penny is, because I told you, they never do anything besides make stone tools. No, they want to tell you, they make bronze and everything like that. Everything that is civilized, they want to tell you if they make it. And they don't have the dates to show that they were doing anything civilized. Must I preach to people to understand that? There is no date to show that they had any civilized life. That's why they are a sodomite culture. They're going under a whole lot of pressure now and trying to, you know, wearing clothes and you imagine they come to America and enslaving Africa, cotton and all that kind of thing. And it's just like since 100,000 years, they are learning civilized way of life. And since them can't talk now and they learn to read and write, it's from us. You read about the institution that the God set up all over earth. They all kind of, civilized institution they make up on earth. And it shows you in the book that when they rise, they raise the civilized life of African people. It calls it a new... It is a new, they call it a new way of life. I'll tell you what they call it. Tell you what they call it. Not New World Order. No. Now, just this segment of it here. It shows you that we were developed in Africa 100,000 years before we leave Africa and go elsewhere, right? And this segment begins of the Neolithic age, right? Between 4,000 to 3000 BC, new developments began to affect the Neolithic towns. It began to explain and tell the civilized people development. So like I say, we are not hominids. It is clear in the world, it's a textbook, and you don't see nothing about the people them who up in Europe 1.5 million years. Do you understand that? You see the comparison? That's why the world is a textbook. No world is a textbook. Put them in as a civilized race of people at all. Why couldn't they get rid of their ape-like face in 2 million years? Why? Why they didn't talk in 2 million years? And even in 3.5 million years, they still didn't talk. And we have the history to show that. Now, because they pull off this interbreeding stuff and attack, them seek to hide it, write a Bible and to hide it and bring a new world. And we are here and cause them to do it. What happened to our heads? All right. But my point now at this juncture is to talk about, I tell you, all of this new dimension of life occurred. Began in Brigand. It began with Mesopotamia. The big civilization that we began to live in now. right? It was Mesopotamia, Egypt, India, and China. And it goes on to the emergence of our civilization. It has nothing to do with these sodomites them up into Europe. 1.5 million years. So we have rise of city, we have growth of government, we have role of religion. And after that, it explains all of those things to you. It says, a new social structure. It has nothing to do with white people then. Right? Because they're busy and interbreed with African people, Pitak, 100,000 years ago. And down in at it last 12,000 years ago, them hot, a blazy train to get themselves to be like them are natural people. Till they start calling themselves Jews and make up all kind of thing and mess up the African people's life. And nobody knows stop them because them Africa, we're supposed to guide, to protect us politically. Them tell the guy them to go ahead and kill we off and work we off and do whatever they want. Africa do that. How me know? They don't interfere with nothing where these people do. You know, hear them in the news, a critique, nothing like, it's like them don't exist. Them sell us in a ship. You know what? Nothing more than that. If I sell them, them are getting money right now. They get them are getting supplements from these guys. You see, so black people don't have the black people have potential, but they have to learn. They have to give themselves to the truth. The way that is going on right now, where Africa do this or not? No, you know, just like parents have their children and go dash away somewhere. And somebody may find a picnic and make something of the child. But parents have them picnic and go dash away. And that Africa done to us. So here it is. It tells you about the new social structure that began. That the gods, raise up the quality of our lives. Now, the calendar is something that we can't live without. It affects us in every given way. Now, these guys come and change and make what they call a new calendar called AD Anadamani. That's what they might use right now. Now, you think of the what the zodiacal calendar is. The one where you say you're born under a star, right? The zodiacal calendar. Now, these people are writing so many lies about what the truth is because they make up a new calendar now. What use do we have with the calendar where they make up? We are born and develop under the zodiacal calendar, the solar calendar. What them do? They make up moon calendar. The moon don't give no light of itself, right? Moon give light of itself, huh? It give light? No. Mm-hmm. No. The moon don't give no light. At the sunlight. You see? Light? Yes. So the earth is moving and the moon is moving, right? So the motion, you know, they are calibrated to move and you can have you set time a day you want to do something. You know, if you want the sun to go down or you want afternoon, you know, you want the sun to get on the west side of you and throw your shadow to the east. All these things, when you're born, could you be born and celebrate
and celebrate your birthday by moon calendar? You think the moon calendar could have celebrate know your age off a moon calendar, and the moon only have phases? It don't give you something like the feature like 24 hour one day. The moon don't have none of that. And I hit them take my calendar. Them people here, no. You know, it's sick stomach to know that what make you have a birth and time. The moon don't give you time. It only have phases. When the moon, when it reflect the light of the sun a certain time and certain period. But it can't give you life. You can't burn and with just moon. You see, it's the sun and the earth itself, the planet. You see? So the moon is not a planet like the earth is. So we have a 24-hour day, and anything happen at any time, it is accounted for, right? So we born. You know, the time when a woman get pregnant, and the moon it record it by the moon phases. You see what I mean? So the way we are living is not by the moon. In the central way, it is the sun and the motion of the earth. That's what record your existence. It's not the moon. Why do they make a moon calendar? It's because them a turn sodomite and they're making a new world. So don't bother nobody deal with the zodiacal calendar. You know? So them a take us on a see them kind of life. Sodomite life. Who don't go through no solo system life at all. You see? So when I look at that and read what the calendar is, the amount of things, celebrations and stuff like that, you can't celebrate, not even Christmas, you can't celebrate off of the moon calendar. You know what I mean? All of them something there. I have the solar calendar, the zodiacal calendar. You couldn't be born under any star off of the moon calendar. Right? Your Pisces and your this and that. Is the zodiacal calendar you get that from? The solar calendar. So these sodomites, they mess up the world in such a way. They might make a world for themselves because they are not affected by the life of the sun. They no celebrate birthday. They never celebrate birthday. They no have nothing because it was all moot and mute, you know, like them have an or something like that. And they make stone tools for do things and light fire. But them couldn't talk. Them no have no language. But now since them come and interbreed and them can do all them things, you know, them want the world for themselves. That them a make everything for themselves. Them a scrap from where is provided to make up where them want. And we don't belong to that. So when they make up a church and want something like that, and make a God we put in the Bible and say, this is a monotheism God, and God you feel worship and all that kind of stuff. So when they talk about God, and people think, say, a real God they talk about. Now, just this portion here, the secret about life, they're telling you that it is
very certain that the things that make life possible and a mankind who developed that secret. Okay? Honor them. It is the gods that come here. Adam teach us those things. Listen to this, if you can. Have you ever ordered morning or figured out dawn according to the corners of the earth? Job asked. Job was asked that question. Do you know where daylight and darkness exchange places? Or how snow and hailstone come about? Or rains or dew? Do you know the celestial laws? Or how they regulate that which is upon the earth? The text and depictions were intended to make clear that the human keepers of secrets were pupils. They were taught that. Not teachers. The record of summer leave no doubt that the teachers, the original keepers of the secrets, were the Anunnaki, meaning the gods. The leaders of the first team of Anunnaki to come to earth, splashing down on the waters of the Persian Gulf, was he, and they call Enki, he whose home is water. He was the chief scientist of the Anunnaki, and his initial task was to obtain gold they needed by extracting it from the Gulf waters. And the task required knowledge in physics, chemistry, metallurgy, as a shift to mining became necessary. And the operation moved to southern Africa. His knowledge of geography, geology, geometry, of all that we call earth sciences came into play. No wonder his epithet name changed to Enki, Lord Earth, for this was the domain of Earth's secret. What? For is was the domain of Earth's secret, finally suggesting and carrying out the genetic engineering that brought the Adam into being, a feat in which he was helped by his half sister Ninhursag, the chief medical officer. She helped him to create mankind. Who? Ninti? No, Ninti,
Ninty is Enlil wife. No, sir. I don't have that fact here, but this one, you know, will help him to bring forth perfect the human hybrid is his half sister, Nenarsag. Huh? The chief medical officer, he demonstrates his prowess in the discipline of life science, biology, genetics, evolution. More than 100 Mies, those enigmatic objects that like computer disk held the knowledge arranged by subject, were kept by him in his center at Eridu. And anybody can Google to see if Eridu is a place, because it is surely there. E-R-I-D-U, Eridu, in summer. You know, when you're reading the Bible and you come upon a word like that, you can't Google it to find it, because you can't find God nowhere. You can't find Jesus nowhere. You can't find Satan nowhere. You can't find Adam and Eve nowhere. And you read this world, this Sumerian history, and anytime he give you a place about anything, you can Google and find a place. These folks, man. You know, but the calendar, and we cannot live under the calendar of these sodomite people. But nobody is not talking the truth, you know. So here we are suffering. Because nobody is not going up to talk the truth, because number the first thing somebody is going to think, like Ruel, you know, them are going to kill you, you know. And if your life is not dedicated to the truth, you know, matter of you say nothing, you know, pay your fish or nothing. Because you don't have the energy to assail them. You see, where you say must be something that have an energy in there where them can stand up to you. You see, because I know play your play. You can't have another life and then you try to feel like this. It don't work. You see, so you must be dealing, you must be spitting fire. All right, well. This is about it, my friend. Thank you for tuning into the program today. We look forward to the next edition. Take good care.